On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Well, it's been a few weeks since Victoria, quote-unquote, has joined us on the show. You better know her as Tori.
I decided to come back.
That's the bottom line.
Whether you miss me or not.
she fled, and we got her back.
Legally, we can't say I fled.
Well.
That's like...
All right.
I can't talk about her.
She left.
Fled the state. That sounds so wrong.
She left voluntarily.
Supposedly, right.
Anyway, she's back on Mondays, ladies and gentlemen.
Mondays. Mm-hmm. I went to Florida.
You went to Florida? I did not know that.
So you got to go. It's springtime.
Now, is it because you're 70?
It's because I'm 70.
But you're not 70.
I almost am 70.
Well, no, you're not that close.
No, I'm not.
But that's a requirement, you know,
when you get old
in this country. You have to go down
there. Jerry Seinfeld used to say that. Hey, step away from the snow shovel. Put it down. Pick up the golf clubs. Let's go.
It's true. Yeah. It's absolutely true. So you went down there. May I ask what part of Florida? The left, the right, the bottom?
Yeah, good point. Jacksonville.
That's near the top, near the testicles.
That's right near Georgia, as a matter of fact. Very good. It is a peninsula.
It is. Is it?
Peninsula is how you pronounce it. Don't say peninsula. Peninsula.
Peninsula.
It's very.
So you're all the way up there.
I was way up there. And so I decided to go to Savannah, Georgia, too.
Oh.
I'd never been there.
Interesting.
You know, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. I went to the Bonaventure Cemetery, took pictures. It was amazing.
Nice. Very nice.
Forsyth Park. Great.
So let me understand something. You travel south to visit cemeteries.
Okay. No, I have my kids live down there.
Oh, okay. Fine.
They're in the south.
But they're not in the cemetery.
No.
I mean,
they don't.
I just don't understand why you went to the cemetery.
Oh, there's a movie with Clint Eastwood. No, it's an attraction. It's an attraction.
Excuse me, please?
Yeah, it's an attraction.
Look it up. Cemetery is an attraction?
Please Google this. Bonaventure Cemetery in Savannah,
Georgia.
What'd
you pick up from the gift shop? I mean, come on.
I did. I got the map. It was $7 for the map. I'm not getting out. I just got here.
How big is this place?
It's big. It was Clint Eastwood did a movie called Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil with Kevin Spacey in like 1990 something.
I see it.
And anyway, so and John Cusack was in it. So it's like a tourist trap. Yeah.
How is a cemetery? I don't understand how a cemetery can be a tourist trap. I don't get this. It's please help me
because
understand.
Because it's historical too. Even
for
if
what?
Movies weren't
for what?
Done there,
why who's there?
It's from like 1800s, and it's a very old.
Did you ever visit Massachusetts?
Oh, sure. We got it going on up
old
here, too.
Old ones here.
I don't
so
know.
What's the deal?
It's I don't know. It's
I don't understand. Are there movie stars buried there? Or
I don't think so.
Clint Eastwood?
No. He's still walking around talking to chairs.
I don't get the attraction.
Yeah.
And what would be in the what did you get in the gift shop? A bottle
there's
of
an
what?
Actual gift shop. It's like almost like a witchy gift shop.
Well, I would assume.
The lady with long gray hair that works there. She's very nice, but she's a little standoffish.
Sure.
I bought some bug spray, too. Because, you know.
Which is a popular thing to get in the gift shop down there.
Well, you know what? The bugs, as you're walking just to the gift shop, the bugs are coming at you. So you're like, okay, do you sell bug spray here? And she's like, we sure do.
Well, they know what's
different
going
kinds.
On.
And I bought the stupid citronella one, and I hate the smell of citronella.
What are you gonna
do? I fell for that.
I cannot imagine this. I can't imagine traveling all the way down.
It's got a yeah, website. It does. I'm telling you.
Can you make reservations? I don't understand.
I don't get it.
What kind of tour is this? Is it like a duck boat? I mean, what happens here? I don't understand what you would do.
They actually do have tours. I didn't take one, but you could walk through it. It's really large an area, and my daughter was there with her stroller and my grandson, and we're just walking through.
Just a stroll through the graves.
Strolling. Other people were there.
No, you're strolling on top of people.
No, there's paths.
Oh, okay.
It's like a regular cemetery.
I see. And what do you do as you're walking? You go, hey, look, there's one.
Some of them you can read what they say, how recently they died, how long ago they died, what a beautiful stone
and
that is.
And this is something that you can't do in other cemeteries.
Yeah, but it's... We're no in Savannah, Georgia, though. Dude. No gift shop either. No gift shop.
Chicken with waffles every 5 feet? I don't understand.
Listen to this. Chicken with waffles. Are you listening, baby? Yeah. You listen, baby? Yeah. My baby listens.
Okay.
My buffin.
I know.
So
I get the terminology. This is a long time away from the buffer.
It was a long time away from the buffer. He was freaking out.
Yeah, yeah.
When are you coming back? Yeah. I'm like, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. No, I was teasing. But chicken and waffles, he had never heard of that. He said, is that a thing? I said, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I wasn't sure either.
I brought back a box of cereal that Post makes called chicken and waffles.
Really?
Yep, and maple and donuts. Post both. I brought them back from
Winn-Dixie. That's a cereal with chicken in it? Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't know. It says there's no real chickens were harmed. Or
so
something.
Freeze-dried chickens? That's ridiculous.
It's chicken flavoring in your cereal.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God. I'll show you a picture after the show. I took a picture of the cereal with my phone.
I don't understand those people. They have chicken with waffles cereal, then they go walking through a graveyard and pick up bug spray. Man, what's going on with these people?
You got to talk like this. The South shall rise again, mofo. Ain't you know that?
Not with those kind of values.
No, we will. We're going to rise. And I'm talking like this some of the time just to mock those people. And they're Donald Trump-supporting butts.
A lot of them are. Ugh. Well, just because they talk like that doesn't mean they are supporters, but most of them are.
Yeah, I know. I knock off IQ points immediately. Yeah. Sorry. Just doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, there goes half the audience. But anyway.
All right.
Well, So you had it. Did you have a nice trip back and forth?
Oh, I did. It's actually only takes 2 hours to fly to Florida when it used to take three.
Excuse me?
Go figure that out. I swear it was, maybe there's a tailwind.
No, that's not right.
I'll prove it
too.
That's
not right.
There's a tailwind. I came back. We left at 7:30 on the flight, got back at 9:30. I have clock in time.
Was this on the day that the clocks change? That the clocks change?
No. No.
That's impossible, Tori.
I thought so too.
Which airport did you depart from?
Delta. I swear.
Which airport?
Oh, Jacksonville.
All right, it's a little
further because it's higher.
Up.
Maybe that's why. It's near Georgia.
Maybe another 45 minutes cut off of the total trip in 2 hours.
It was two hours and 8 minutes. I have this 2 hours and 8 minutes. She said it right at the beginning of the trip. I swear. And she kept to it. She kept to her word, that stewardess, that heavy stewardess. Wait a minute. Now, how is there a weight thing? Is there a weight restriction? There can't be on flight attendants.
Well, you know what?
No, that can't be.
Here's the problem. Well, on the wide body jets, I guess it's okay.
No, these were very, very tiny. It's
because I do know, because I know some stewardesses.
You fly, well, reluctantly.
Reluctantly, but I know some stewardesses. I've.
Ooh, we call them flight attendants, my darling.
Oh, not where we talk.
Back in the day.
It was back in the day.
Okay.
There was a restriction in hiring because you had to easily fit down the aisle because that's what you do.
She was kind of maneuvering. We had really the small aisles, no TV, no
anything. I mean, I understand.
It was only 20 rows.
There shouldn't be that type of, you know, weight kind of thing in hiring. But at the same time, for certain jobs, you really do have to be able to fit down the aisle.
There were only two. Both heavy women.
Really?
One on each end of the plane to balance it, maybe?
Oh, that's probably
it's
why.
It's probably balance. That's what my boyfriend said. He said it's got to be a ballast thing.
Right. Who's booked on the flight? Mary. Get Ellen to balance on the other side.
No, it was Sequisha and Malika, were their names.
All right.
But anyway.
Yeah.
True story.
Okay.
But anyway, I have pictures again. I took pictures of everything.
I can't.
She had a freaking basket. You can. Ron's turning all kinds of red right now.
It's just so funny.
She didn't even have a cart. She had a basket she carried to these people with bananas in them. Again, I have photographic evidence.
Bananas?
Okay. This is only the first class. I wasn't in first class. Who flies first class, first of all?
Well,
how snooty do you got to be, man, to be sitting up there?
Yeah. Well, you get a banana.
The guy across from me looked like he was Mr. Fancy Pants with his iPad and his ring and clothing and his Docksiders.
Of course.
He's sitting back here in coach.
Sure.
He didn't even want to be bothered.
Well, not for a short
flight. Not for a short flight.
No.
He looked like he could afford more. But the point is, she didn't have a cart. She had a basket, a metal basket, and people could pick up.
Banana?
They get their hands in there. She wasn't handing them. They were grabbing their dirty hands
that's
in the
disgusting.
Basket. But she stopped before she got to us and went away. And I'm like, oh, we don't get no bananas? But that's fine, because I felt like I was in a giant bowl of cornflakes, because the whole plane smelled like bananas. Like, really?
This doesn't sound like a good flight.
Well, it was okay, but she finally did get a cart.
Uh-huh.
And it was a skinny little cart when she gave out the drinks.
Was it skinnier than LaQuisha?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know. And she gave me, I had coffee. It was very good, actually. Uh-huh. It was a Starbucks coffee. I was surprised that I had good coffee on a plane.
Wow. I would still wouldn't know how to order on a plane. Give me the mocha choca. I don't know what to call it.
Mocha choca latte, mint medium. But and that man that was so fancy,
yes.
He was eating an egg salad sandwich at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Ew.
I'm like, really? Dude, you know what you're doing to the plane right now with the bananas and the egg salad?
Stinks.
I got my lavender sachet. I'm putting it up my nose and I just smell it like this. I carry it around with me.
That's a problem with egg salad. It does smell.
But then there was a cackling lady behind me. So how are you going to fight that? I had headphones. See, headphones
in. This is what happens when you fly. My biggest complaint about flying are the reclining seats.
It wasn't good for
the person behind you.
Yeah, but the guy in front of me was going back.
Yeah, I know. That is so rude. When somebody reclines and doesn't think twice about the person behind them, you're pinning them into their seat.
Well, a little bit. They don't recline very much. Well, Yvonne, you're a giant man.
Yes, I am a giant man.
I'm a petite person.
I'm bigger than LaQuisha.
The same size.
Okay.
Probably same size.
Okay.
And then...
All right, then. All right.
But I mean, I'm tiny.
You've insulted somebody. I don't know which one, though.
I can fit. The man next... Listen to this. It gets worse.
Yeah. Of course you can fit.
I fit. I'm tiny. Yeah, I could go in the above carriage, under the seat. I really could.
You could go to the overhead rack.
I'd go overhead rack. Yeah, right. There's room up there. If I slide,
Your luggage is bigger than you.
I am. I'm luggage material. Right. But... So I get
it. You could get in a suitcase and go cargo.
And I bought a new suitcase for the trip.
That's nice.
I went to Macy's.
That's great.
La-di-da. Got myself a brand new suitcase.
Good for you.
Thank you. Now, anyway, so I didn't get to pick my seat. I got to pick my seat on the way up, but on the way back, bingo, they give you a seat and you have to like it.
Oh, wow.
And it was aisle. Mm. As it turned out, that was perfect. I got up to use the bathroom once. I didn't on the way down, but I got up. But I wasn't to bother anybody. I hate that. But anyway, the guy next to me never said boo.
Good.
He was like a hipster. Tattoos, beard, sat
there.
Oh,
really?
A little iPad, phones, iPhone. But anyway, the point is...
If he had said boo, that would have scared the hell out of you.
I would have said, boo, what? I'm not boo? Your boo man. I got a boo already.
Why are you saying that to me?
You're right.
Why would you say that to me?
Why does people say he didn't say boo?
What did he say?
He didn't say jack squat.
Blah.
But he got the window seat, right?
What is Jack Squat?
You don't know Jack Squat. Have you met him?
I don't want to know Jack Squat. The guy's going to squat all over the place.
That's right. You don't know him. He's a squatter. We're trying to be a victim for a year.
Sit on the toilet like everybody else,
that's
Jack.
That's right. No, they have those things you get up on. But anyway. Yes, okay. So the guy got a window seat.
Yeah.
Joke's on him.
Why?
There's no window.
Oh,
a wall.
You got a wall seat.
You got a wall seat. So I'm like, I win. I got the aisle.
Good
He's just
you.
Sitting there in his quietness where there's no window.
Good for you.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
As it is.
I mean, what's there to see, really?
Tiny, tiny plane.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe how tiny it was when I got on.
How many people? 6?
80.
Did they drop you off at home?
Because
it's so small, they can drop you off. Right.
The short plane. Right. It was small.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it was so fast. It went bloop, bloop. It came up and down. There was nothing.
I guess.
Although when we landed,
boy,
that was one of the roughest landings I've been in.
Oh, boy. Because it's a smaller plane.
I didn't realize that.
Stability.
Oh, my God. Well, it wasn't even that. It's just that, I mean, it had enough stability, I think. But what happened is it was like he landed and everything's good. Then he hit the brakes one more time and we're all going like this forward.
Why would he hit the brakes like that? He's a bad driver.
He slammed on the brakes. And so when I left.
There must have been a car in front of him.
That's what I'm thinking. Exactly. They had this all planned wrong.
Right.
So as I'm leaving, I said to LaQuisha, not LaQuisha because I work with
LaQuisha.
It's Malika.
Okay, whatever.
I said, nice brake job. And she laughed.
Oh, good. Because you can get arrested for that.
I said it with a smile. And you know what? They were being pleasant. They have to be. They're paid to be.
For those of you that aren't familiar, Tori, with some of her present flights, has to be a bit careful
what
she
that
says.
Story, huh?
Yes, I sure do.
I got thrown off a plane. But they don't throw you necessarily. They don't manhandle you.
No, they just don't
ask
like you to say things.
Get up.
Yes.
Could you please come with me? That's how they do it.
Right.
Just so you know, FYI. Mm-hmm. And I told that to the lady when I was flying up down to Jacksonville. When I was sitting next to her, I said, be careful because... This is what they did. And I told about the podcast, and she seemed very interested.
Mm.
But, it's all material. I'm just making her laugh, being funny with my observations.
But you got to be careful.
Yeah, they have the authority, and they want to use it.
They do. That's once you're in the sky, you're under federal stuff.
Yeah, they can call it verbal abuse. And it wasn't.
Yeah. Mm.
as the story goes, and I'll just say it really quick, I just said, I hope they don't take anything out of my luggage. They don't pilfer. Right. Because they get the gate when you're getting on a plane, and they take your bag.
Which is not a threat.
Because they don't have no more room.
It's not a threat to anybody.
No, but they didn't like my attitude. Mm-hmm. So my attitude had to take a walk off the plane.
That's not a bad tude, to be honest with you. Who wouldn't say that?
I had my medicine on there, jewelry. That was a carry-on bag. They said, we don't have room for your carry-on bag at the last second.
And let's publicize what airline that was.
I don't remember.
Assholes.
That was 2015. We had that big snowstorm in New England in February of 2015.
Yeah.
Just kept pounding us with snow.
Unbelievable.
I'm getting out of here, man.
Yeah.
Went to Miami for 3 days.
Good for you.
My son lived in Miami then. Now he's in Jacksonville. He's working his way up the state.
Well, good to the point where the trips get shorter. The flights
get shorter. 2 hours and 8 minutes, dude. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I believe everything you say.
Right.
But it's hard to believe.
I know. I was like, this is awesome, but I had to like rearrange my ride because I got in so early. And I'm like, ooh.
Okay. I'm trying to think how that's possible. Maybe it's a time warp. Did you do a black hole?
I hope so.
Okay.
I want to get younger,
mm-hmm,
don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay. I already act like I'm 12. Well, I mean, how am I supposed to get younger? Dude.
I think there is a place, I think it's in Florida actually, is the Fountain of Youth. Is that in Florida or somewhere overseas?
Yeah, it's overseas, but there's something else in Florida.
In Italy or something, there's the Fountain of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where apparently you splash the water on your face and you don't crack.
No. Well, in Florida, there's a place called you don't crack.
Yeah.
That's another show.
Okay.
there's Mount Dora in Florida.
Oh, she's sweet.
Really? Yeah, it's like a mountain.
Sounds like a grandmother's mountain, doesn't it?
It's a nice little village. I've been there. It's in central Florida.
Mount Dora.
It's got lovely. Like antique shops, and it's really quaint.
And everybody names Dora, probably.
Yeah, Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
So
bug spray, you can pick up bug spray.
So I think there's some witchiness to Mount Dora. I don't remember. There's some place there or near there. There's like a witch thing where they have like things.
See, even if they had Mount Dora water that made you young, it was a fountain of youth, even if it doesn't really do it, which it probably really doesn't, just the psychological impact from it could probably actually make you feel younger.
Yeah, sure. Everything's in your brain. It's all psychological.
But you need that punch. You need that facade to get you there. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, there is such a thing, and then celebrities use it. I'll think of specifically Tom Cruise, Jennifer Lopez.
What are we talking about now?
Those are the two that come to mind offhand, because I just know.
Are they scientists? Scientology things? Scientists. I'm a scientist.
Not a lot of people applying to be scientists this day.
Right.
They did a graph. I'm serious. The numbers are way down. Yeah. Law enforcement, nurses, scientists.
Really?
I just saw the graph today.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Whatever. Human growth hormones, HGH.
Oh, and?
HGH. That is how they're staying with their young appearance. J-Lo, Tom Cruise. Everyone looks at them and says, you're not aging. Guess what? It's HGH. It's
topical?
No, probably injections.
Oh. No, I mean, are we talking about it now?
Okay. Good one, Ron.
Thank you.
That's nice.
It's injections, you say?
Oh, sure.
Really?
It's like a steroid.
And it affects your entire body?
Oh, it's going to help you regenerate your
really?
Cells,
really?
And that's why they can afford it, and it's very...
And they think it really works.
Oh, is it not working? Look at J-Lo. Are you kidding me? Of course it's working.
No. There are certain people that just have
I agree with that, but then there's also HGH, and you can look it up. Feel free to Google it. Well, celebrities are using
it. There's HGH, and then there is also cosmetic surgery.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm. I think which they all do as well. Tina Turner. She's like 80-something years old. She's flying across the stage, man. I don't think she has injections.
That's probably called red pills. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she don't crack.
Okay. You like that word today.
I don't know why.
Are you smoking crack? What are you doing
No,
over there?
God, no. Can't do that.
You don't smoke anything.
Not anymore.
She started vaping.
Nope. Nothing's going down these lungs anymore.
I know, that's water. But you know what?
I don't care. It's not water. It's water that you smoke.
That's right. It's why would you put water in your lungs? Isn't that called drowning? They used to call that drowning.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends
slowly
on the
drowning.
Amount.
I was drowned a little today. They said no smoking in the bathroom. We know that. But they also said no e-cigarettes, no vaping.
Yeah. Well,
why?
They have to specify.
You can't. It's not even smoke, dude. How are they supposed to know? It won't even set off the alarm.
Because it's when you breathe out.
What?
When you breathe in.
Yeah. Okay.
And
tell me how to breathe, Ron. Tell me how to breathe again.
Okay.
Just like my boyfriend.
Go.
Yep.
When you now breathe out, that's how you breathe. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Taking a hit.
When you breathe stuff into your lung and then you breathe it out, you're putting germs out there.
Carbon dioxide,
too.
And that's what's killing the planet, you know.
There's so many things I don't like about flying. The other thing is that I am stuck in a toothpaste tube with people breathing.
God. The guy in front of me, not on the plane, but in the line. I thought he had tuberculosis. I'm like, please don't be going to Boston. Yeah, please don't be going to Boston. And he wasn't on the plane.
I know.
I didn't want to be behind him because every time we move forward, I'd be like in his trail.
It's awful. It's awful. I mean, I don't know of any way around it, but...
You know what? I thought of a way. I thought of, we'll have to move to the future.
What's that?
Because as I'm in that line, and it was a long line for security in Jacksonville, twice as long as Logan, and Logan's long. So let me just say, I almost missed my plane, just standing in this stupid line, and I was early. There's got to be a health screener, like in the future where they do a thing, they hold it up to you and go, to see if you're contagious or not. And then you can't get on a plane.
I know, which is going to ruin it's going to ruin your trip. I mean, what if you have a little cold? You know, that's horrible too. I don't want somebody with a cold germ sitting next to me in a tube.
Yeah.
But how can I not do that?
I don't know. It's not like Japan.
Like a movie theater when I'm in a gigantic
right. Open there's lots of air.
Area. Right, and it's only like for 2 hours, or actually your flight.
My flight was 2 hours, 8 minutes. Okay, wear a mask like they do in Japan, in Tokyo.
Yeah.
They all wear masks.
Yeah. I mean, you look like an idiot, but you really should do it.
Right.
Yeah, I should be wearing a mask.
But then you look funny, Ron. I know you won't
do
it.
I know I'll look funny.
But you're not going to do it.
No, because it's just too extreme.
Yeah, you're
it's
looking like a weirdo. Socially weird. You look like a weirdo.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I think I'd rather get sick, okay?
Oh, there it is. Now we've all heard it. It happened today, April 25th, or whatever, April 29th.
Okay.
I don't know, whatever day this is.
Okay.
It's April. Ron wants to get sick. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ugh. Before he looks weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
This month has flown by like a puzzle piece.
Are we back to the airplane?
No.
No, flown. You said flown.
Yeah, right. I did.
Yeah, I'm all.
Yeah, this has been a very fast month. I don't know if it's my age or the age of the month is just shorter.
Yeah, because I was gone for half the month. We're just talking 16 days.
But
that's half a month.
But you weren't gone really that long.
I was gone 16 days.
Right. And as
that's more than 2 weeks. Yeah.
Well, it's like climate change. Now April only has 23 days in it. Did you know that?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm. It's because the planet is shrinking.
Wow. Well, I don't like May anyway.
That was April.
Yeah, but May is not a good month.
You don't like May?
Justin Timberlake. It's going to be May.
Well,
you don't know that joke.
No,
that's
I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
It's fine.
Sorry. I don't think I'm very hip anymore. I used to be really hip. I don't have a hip.
Well, you were hip in the 70s probably when, you know, that's your era.
I was
and you
even
like
hip
got
in
the bell
80s,
bottoms.
90s, I wasn't doing too bad.
No, you are.
All
you
of
had
a sudden,
your show.
Here's,
everyone's
here's how
watching
I know.
It. I
here's
still
how
see
I know,
people.
Tori. Yeah. I watch a lot of television, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And I used to know every single actor, every single person who was a guest on every single talk show,
right,
et cetera.
Right. Now, I don't either, though.
Nobody.
I don't know who these are.
I don't know these people at all.
Breaking news about somebody. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. And you know what it is? It's because there's so many damn stations
it's so easy
and
to
so
be
many
a,
damn
yeah.
shows.
And you're right. There's too many channels.
There's
it's
too
so
many.
Easy to be a celebrity.
Yeah, it is.
That's a celebrity now? How come
you
know, I don't
know
what it is?
You have to be a celebrity. You have to be on even a reality show.
Yes.
And here's,
yes.
Here's
the situation.
Who are they? Yeah.
The other
who
one with the long
people?
Hair, that lady from Jersey
who
Shore.
These people?
Who was she to talk like this? Piggy? What was her name?
Piggy Lipton? No, that was
no, the long,
something else.
Yeah, Mod Squad. I love the Mod Squad. Oh, my God.
Right. There was a fatter one who was part of that situation show.
I said I don't watch it, though. That's called Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah,
I never watched it. There was
yeah.
What was that girl with the black hair?
Oh.
Piggy?
No, not Piggy.
What was her name?
That was on the Muppets.
Oh, what was her
Miss
name?
Piggy.
She looked like Miss Piggy, but a different version.
I actually saw her in New York. She was getting, I can't remember her name. Here we go.
Oh, my
here
God.
We go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
But I never watched the show. I'm off the hook
no,
here.
No, you're not really. Oh, man. Squiggy? No.
Squiggy.
No, it wasn't Squiggy. No.
The one that was with Charles Manson.
No, okay, that was Laverne and Shirley.
That was Squeaky. She was Squeaky. Her
Squeaky
name was Squeaky.
From. Squeaky From.
You knew even knew From. Yeah, look at you.
From.
You are hip.
From
the 60s and 70s.
But I can't remember the name of this girl. Anyway, she was on 54th Street and Broadway or 6 or something.
Right.
And this limousine pulls up and everybody runs over to it. And this little chunky girl comes out. And she's walking out, and she goes into the restaurant, and everybody lives. There's like 50 people all of a sudden.
I hate that.
And I said, who is that? And they said, it's that girl from Jersey
Piggy,
Shore.
Piggy, yeah.
It wasn't Piggy.
Well, she looks like Piggy.
She does look like a Piggy. Snooki.
There's a YouTube that reminds me of what you just said. There's a YouTube video of this guy. He's just good looking and dressed nice, right?
Yeah.
They did an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
They had him walk down those streets you talked about in New York City, and they had people that knew him, like would come up to him and go, to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
And he was nobody.
That's true.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes,
and then
he
was a celebrity.
It was a good case in point.
See?
Very nicely done.
I could probably pull that off real easy.
Anybody can. These days,
yeah, maybe
anybody
you're right.
can.
Okay, anybody can.
Even Laquisha from the plane.
It was Malika.
Whatever.
All right.
Anyway, she comes off the plane. There she is,
Malika. She laughed at my joke. Malika, nice fake joke. Oh, you're so Malika, funny.
Flight attendant, oh my God.
I will let you off the plane and not detain you.
She's amazing.
Bye-bye.
The bananas, bye-bye. She's so good with the bananas and the bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay,
all right. Bye-bye. Well, bye-bye. No. No. Let's talk about some stuff that happened while you're gone.
Oh, no. Did stuff happen?
Well,
I don't like to watch the news, you know that. Well, so I didn't watch it for 16 days.
All right, I'm going to inform
Tell
you.
Tell me what happened in this awful world.
You know Bernie Sanders?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah.
Good running for president.
Again?
Yes.
Oh,
well, you didn't know that?
No,
oh,
see, my God, what did I just say to you? Are you even not listening to me?
Well, this he announced like months ago, but anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, he's running for president again.
Okay.
And he was at one of these town hall meetings being interviewed by a news anchor.
Recently?
Yeah. Okay. And Bernie comes up by himself and he says, by the way, in Vermont, people that are incarcerated in prison, they can vote.
No.
And the news anchor said, excuse me, like, why'd you bring that up? And like, what? He says, yes, I firmly believe in the Constitution, everybody, no matter what, even murderers, even terrorists.
What?
He says, even terrorists have the right to vote.
And, you give up those rights when you commit crimes and go to prison, don't you?
I know. Not in Vermont.
What's up
there
in Vermont?
There are a couple of states where...
like New Mexico. Is it New Mexico again? Or Arizona?
But he said if he's president, that's what he's going to push for. Everybody votes no matter what kind of murder. Doesn't matter. And everybody's reaction was, oh, idiot. I mean...
Bernie, sit down and be quiet for a minute.
Man, Bernie. I mean, I think you just lost the election with that.
Did he really ever have it?
He was a front runner till Joe Biden.
Right, I did hear that because that just happened a couple days ago. I can't get away from that.
Joe Biden was always a front runner, and he wasn't even in the race yet.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Kind of interesting. Everyone wanted him to run.
But I mean, I can't. I don't come across anybody that says, "Yeah, if you're trying to,
you know what?
Overthrow the country, you should be able to vote in it." I mean, come on, Bernie.
He's trying to be provocative.
He's going so far left that he fell off of the thing.
Yeah, I can't. I'm more moderate left. Nah. You know that.
There's never going to be, under the circumstances, there's never going to be a far left person that's going to win the presidency because it's too early for that kind of socialist kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Right.
Not right now.
Not right now.
No.
What else you got? Anything else?
I'm sure I got more stuff.
Yeah, you better. A lot of stuff. I was gone for 16 days, Ron. Tell me what's going on in the world.
EK. I'm going to give you something. You want something light? Oh, this is interesting.
Oh, God.
This is in the town of Medford, Massachusetts.
I know where that is.
A sleepy little town.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Massachusetts somewhere, yeah. A fourth grader, ISA, she's fourth grader at Brooks Elementary School. She came up with an incredibly ingenious way of slowing down motorists.
They put a speed bump in the road.
Yeah, that's what. Yes,
what?
But instead of putting the speed bump down,
yeah.
She came up. You've been to museums where
she
see
jumped
this,
out in front of the car.
Almost. You see this 3D pop art, but it's actually just two dimensional.
Oh, so
but
something it looks, pops up.
It looks like
yeah.
there's cement it's, rods
oh, no
coming
way.
Out of the
it's
road.
It's an optical illusion.
It is.
And, I like it.
And no matter how much you know
no,
that it's just painted
right.
on the ground,
I love
you
it.
Can't go over
I
it. It's psychologically.
Love it. Won't that cause an accident, though?
No.
They have plenty of time to see it, right? They
can they
approach
do.
It, not just
oh,
go,
yeah.
ah!
Well.
Wow.
No. Yeah. Well, okay. It's pretty well defined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's an amazing feat, and this is a radio thing, so you
can't.
We
it's not
can't.
Visual, usually.
But kids, go to it. It's out of Medford, Massachusetts. Look up speed bump or 3D speed bump.
Okay.
They have a picture of it on the road, and it's like, wow, man,
I
want to
drive
like
there.
Cement blocks.
Guess what? I'm going to go on the motorcycle and drive there and take a picture of this.
Do it.
I promise.
It's
I will
fascinating.
Do this. I really like the sound
fascinating.
Of this. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
You're listening to Buffer? We're going to Method.
Go Buffer.
Go Method. Method, take a picture.
Method with Buffer.
We're doing this.
Okay. And Medford is planning to do it at three or four other locations, and I think other towns and cities too. And apparently, it's already being done. This is where she got the idea.
That's good.
It's already being done. It sounds like it'd be done in
other countries. I was going to say, it sounds like it's something they do in like England.
Isn't it interesting that they discovered
ahead of us.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
They had
forget Japan.
You know,
they look in the 22nd century.
We enjoy flat screen TVs now.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Right.
10 years before we had one flat screen TV in this country, they had them in England like 10 years previous to that.
It's all regulations, lobbyists. Everyone has contracts.
We're so far behind. They,
you know, yes, because it's these deals and contracts are promised to all these other people for medicines, for everything.
Crazy. That's the other thing.
Yeah, everybody has to have it first because they don't have the same laws as we have.
Yeah.
These remedial, archaic laws because people are getting their pockets lined.
And
there's no room for anybody new coming
That's
in with
true.
Another idea
very, very
until
true.
Their time runs out, like trademarks. There's like a limit on them.
Yeah.
Or patents, rather. So, yeah.
So much red tape here. Well, you put enough of your 2 cents in, you're going to have a lot of money.
That's what I do every week.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've missed me for 2 weeks getting all this information.
Now, so you weren't here for 2 weeks? I didn't
know. No, I wasn't. Sorry, sitting I'm here kidding. At all.
I'm joking.
Nah,
I'm joking.
You're such a joker.
I'm joking.
You're a joke maker.
I am. Another story?
Yeah, because I only have my plane story.
No, but that was very good.
I mean, I do get breaking news. Do you have a breaking news app on your phone? I just got it 2 weeks ago, and it was breaking news
in
Jacksonville.
I used to.
It's getting to be a hassle, right? Because it's every hour.
It's too much.
In Jacksonville, car crashes.
Yeah.
No. It's 480 square miles. Did you know that, Jacksonville?
I used to get weather alerts, and then I removed it because, it's going to rain.
Right.
Stop making it a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to probably be getting rid of this because it's all car crashes and people dying.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
And,
I'm sorry that those things happen, but
I don't really need
to know everything. Unless I'm a superhero and I need to change my clothes and put on the cape and go rescue somebody, there's no point in telling me.
Speaking of that, I just saw Shazam.
I saw that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, did you like it?
You know, here's the funny thing, Tori.
Okay.
Before you tell me.
I won't say a word.
I thought it was a comedy. It wasn't in the beginning. Then it was in the middle, then it wasn't in the end.
I thought it was a comedy the whole time.
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I heard nothing funny.
Oh my God.
Muttered.
I was
until the middle. Until
there's
the guy
a grown man. It's like big. It's like Tom Hanks being big.
In the middle of the movie. That doesn't happen until 45 minutes into the film.
Oh, I see. It was a depressing movie about foster kids.
Yes.
I get it. Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the adult has to deal with his superpowers because he became a kid overnight.
Which
is like a Disney movie. All
right.
And that's funny for a little while. And then at the end, it's all punching and socking and throwing people around.
Well, you got to have that. That's obligatory. Superhero movie. You got to Mark Strong in there.
It was too formula for me. So I expected it to be funny all the way through because I figured this could be really funny all the way through.
Well, you know, it's DC and not Marvel. They're separate entities.
I didn't realize that, but what does that have to do with it?
Maybe that's their bag. And Marvel, I really love the Marvel.
I don't like their bag.
I love the Marvel ones. Like the that's coming out last Friday. It came out. What's it called?
Vengeance of the airline flights.
No, Endgame. Endgame.
Yeah.
So, but Infinity War came out last year.
Yeah.
And that was amazballs. I love that movie.
Ago,
And so now this one just came out last weekend.
Yes.
And I'm going to see it.
Well, this past weekend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to see it.
You should.
Endgame.
You should, Tori.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. OMG.
But, you know.
Ron, dude.
I don't care.
Marvel. Enough. Stay after the credits. Listen,
I got to tell you something.
Stay after the credits. There's always something at the end of the credits.
I know.
Okay.
You go to any movie theater, and half the movies now are
previews.
These comics. No, half of them are the comic book movies.
The
Marvel or the DC. There's like three or four of them at any given time now. The hell happened there?
Something that's like 17 or 20 of them or something.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden. It's like every week another
all
one. Like, wow, you guys are busy.
Like Iron Man. And
yeah.
I like them all. I watch them all.
Poor Stanley.
Black Panther.
Stanley.
Oh, Stanley,
man.
I know.
You know, he was in every movie, like Hitchcock. He
made a cameo.
Movie.
I loved it.
Yeah,
but then
fun.
he had a sad life, you know, with his fortune and taken advantage of. And,
I know.
Old dude.
I know.
Rest in peace, old dude.
Yeah. Okay, here's another story. Do you ever want to get paid to lie in bed?
Oh, I've heard the story. And you know what? I don't. Because you're talking about, was it 60 days or something?
Yeah.
Something
months,
like that.
Two months.
Yeah, 60 days.
2 months. Well, yeah.
That's what I read it. I read it as 60 days. Right. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not lying in bed for 2 days for $1 million.
Yeah.
My bones would, it's not worth it. It's no way is that worth it.
If anybody's
good luck
been
to
sick
you.
In a hospital or sick in bed for more than 2 or 3 days, your back starts killing you. And then after a while, yeah. It's like bed sores and then death.
So how much are they paying you? That's why.
They're paying you $18,500 for 2 months.
People will jump all over that. They're fools.
Oh, they will.
They're fools
they will.
Then.
They will.
For that chump change?
Yeah, because they don't realize what it's like to lie in bed for 2 months.
Ugh, don't even get me started, man. I thought it was a lot more than that, actually, $18,000.
No, it's $18,500. Yeah, it's $18,500. Plus expenses, which you don't have any.
What do you give? They give you a bedpan? I mean, I don't even think I want to know the deets, but
The job is based in Cologne, Germany. And,
oh, it's a German thing?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. Viget.
It's part of a study designed to better understand how the body adapts to weightlessness. The agencies are currently looking for people who are female.
No.
I don't know why female.
Because.
I don't know. Between the ages of 24 and 55 and who speak German. Well,
ooh,
that's
I make
good
it.
For you.
I make it. I just make it.
The official name of the study is Artificial Gravity Bed Rest.
But I'm not doing it.
But there's a catch. Those chosen for the job will have to stay in bed for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 60 straight days.
Forget it. Forget it.
That means no getting up for bathroom breaks, bathing, or meals.
Oh, my God.
All the money. Yeah, you can't even bathe.
Oh, my God. Gross.
All the money, it comes to $13 an hour when you kind of break it down.
I make more than that right now, my love.
Come on now.
That's not happening.
Jennifer Nogoa. With the European Space Agency, says she doesn't believe that it will deter anyone from participating. A lot of people are intrigued about the idea of contributing to advanced knowledge, and that helps to really have humans live and work in space for extended periods of time.
It's a space study.
Oh, yeah. It's a NASA thing.
Gross.
It's a NASA's part of
German
it.
German space thing. They don't know what they're doing over there.
Well, they make damn sure you don't get out of bed.
Oh, yeah. It's very bad for you. You stay in the bed. Yeah. You will not move. I will tell you when to come move. It's not for now.
For some reason, that accent is intimidating. I don't know why.
German is an ugly language. It's not a beautiful language.
No, it's not.
Bonjour, monsieur.
And it's got some stuff in the past that didn't connect well.
Doesn't.
To most people, at least.
Yeah, it's still like that movie I saw, Welcome to Marwen, which was okay. Yeah. They had some Nazis in that.
Yeah, sure.
But they're dolls.
Yeah.
They're just dolls.
They're lovely people.
They're little Barbie dolls.
Hey, there's some good Nazis in some...
There's good people on both sides.
Hey, Trump, yeah.
There were good people on both sides.
That's right, Trump.
You know, I can almost give him that if he's talking about people that were there that really didn't know why they were there, like some old grandmother that might have been like just standing there because of her grandson or something.
Well, that's not what he was referring to.
Yeah, she might have been a good person because she didn't know what the hell was going on.
He's talking about the
sides
in conflict.
If you knew what was going on.
Yeah. He said the sides that were
It's
because you can't think beyond that.
Someone was standing on a side just because they're standing there. Oh, I agree. There's good people on both sides. But if they were there for a purpose, no, that wasn't good.
No.
He meant literally on the side of the street. He just meant there were good people on both sides of the street. People got lost. They moved around.
If that's what he literally meant, then he's literally stupid.
Well, we know that. So that's
doesn't
why.
Doesn't quite help his cause very
doesn't
much.
Doesn't help his cause at all.
No,
yes,
no.
I'm just trying to throw him a bone.
I said on the show this morning that last Friday, a presidential term should be 2 years.
Right, you've said that before. Yeah. You stand by this. You're saying
I do, because the day that you're elected, you better make damn sure every day that you're in there that you're pleasing enough people to get reelected. I think you need that.
I think Obama should just be doing more terms. I think two wouldn't have been enough for him.
Do that, unfortunately.
I know.
And the other thing, I think the popular vote should win. Get rid of the electoral college, especially with all this college controversy. I think it's a good idea right now.
They're buying their way in.
Yeah.
It'd be too bad if they could ever buy politicians the way they can buy.
That wouldn't happen.
Oh, never.
Oh, you can't buy politicians.
Oh, no.
That's
stop
the
that.
One thing you can't buy.
Never. No, stop that nonsense right
Come
now.
Come on, Talk Tori. About
the college, this is making top news. Parents are getting their kids into college illegally by bribing people.
Yeah.
Okay, why is that not even in the government being on the news?
Yeah.
It's happening right now, but they never talk about
they
this.
They can't do it in the government.
What the what?
What do they call that, lobbying? That's not, that's just standing in the lobby. That's all that is.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Angry. I'm so angry now.
You should be. This country is, I don't want to be nasty about the country, but there's so much to do to make it like normal or proper, let's say. But no one ever does anything about it because it benefits people.
Sure.
So we don't.
So if somebody's getting rich, like we said a little while ago, you know, we can't get these new advances.
Well, the problem is somebody wins and we all lose.
Like a flat screen television till whenever.
Like that.
Yeah, because we already had the.
It's on back order.
We can't get the technology. No. But no, someone else is already in line. There's a line for that. Get to the back of the line with your flat screen TV. Speaking of that,
go on.
Listen about televisions. I've just told people and they didn't know and I just found out. And the person that told me found out late. Mm-hmm. There's something called high definition television.
Sure.
That's not new.
Right.
But when you get your television in your house and you turn it on, and you can absolutely look this up.
Yes.
Woo, feedback.
That was fun. Okay.
Whoa, what's that again?
I don't know.
Okay. I guess I can't talk about it. I'll change the subject.
It's okay. No, I guess you're being told not to do it by the agency.
I'm going to do it anyway, Ron. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
There's a setting.
Yes.
If you're watching a high-def TV, and you see, all of a sudden it looks like you're watching like a soap opera from the 80s. You know how clear it is?
Yep.
It's so annoying.
Yep.
Do you hate that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a setting that you can change.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't tell you that. What happens is they send the manufacturer TV out just like that, and you have to figure out how to change it. Tom Cruise and some other guy did a video about how to fix it because they said the filmmakers are very upset and want it to have a petition. They're putting out there so that the manufacturers will change that setting so that we don't have to figure out how to change it.
All right, explain to me at the top again what this setting would do.
It's what it does is it adds frames to the picture to make it not blur. So it's so crystal clear. It looks like you're watching a video from the 80s. It's annoying and it's distracting to me. I don't like this.
What's
emotion. It's emotion. How everything is really clear like it's a 1980s soap opera picture. Like it's being shot on high video.
And you don't like that?
No one likes it.
Really?
Even the filmmakers are mad because they said, you're not seeing the movie the way they intended it to be shown.
Mm. So what's the setting that changes?
It's some kind of, you got to look it up. I still don't even know. I haven't done it yet. But I just found out.
Okay.
I'm going to change the setting. And I've talked to other people and they say, yeah, we don't like that either. Oh, so if you don't like it and you're listening, go to the YouTube, figure it out. Say Tom Cruise, high def settings.
Tom Cruise is coming into a lot of stories that you're telling today.
I know.
Yeah.
He's in the closet with R. Kelly. You don't know what that means again. That's fine.
I know what it means if I think I know what it means.
No.
But it's not what I think it means.
Let me ask you a question.
They're both gay. Is that what you're saying?
Do you ever watch South Park?
I used to.
Oh, okay. That's all.
That's the end of it?
Yeah, it's a South Park.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Ooh. No idea.
I know.
No idea what's going on here.
That's fine.
Okay. This has been fun. Thank you so much.
Yes. I mean, yes. Don't make me crack.
It seemed like it's been longer than your plane flight.
Which was 2 hours and 8 minutes. I swear. It was crazy. Cray cray.
Have you looked at the number on the screen yet?
Oh, no. 42.
Congratulations. Very close.
Ooh.
You're within 45 seconds.
I know. That's good.
And actually, I don't know if we actually started the clock on time, so you could be right on the nose, which makes 42. You the oracle.
I am still oracle.
In your
She's
title.
Promoting me. Yes, yeah, thank you.
Fine.
You know that.
She's Tori Lagarde. She's an oracle, and I'm not. She'll be back next Monday. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, we wish you peace. I don't know what the hell's going on.
NASA.